What do you call the stuff that's made of flour and baked in loaves?
Huh?
What do you call the stuff that's made of flour and baked in loaves?
Light bread.
Okay.
I'll bake a minute of it.
Okay.
Lots of it.
When
my family is home.
What other kinds of bread do you make?
Cornbread. Biscuits.
Okay. What else?
You can make biscuits. You can make cake out of flour.
Yeah? What else?
And you can make chicken and dumplings out of flour.
Yeah?
And you can make cookies out of flour.
Okay. What other kind of bread is there?
You can make light bread, biscuits, and hot cakes, and pancakes.
Is there a difference between hot cakes and pancakes?
Not a bit. That's the reason I said I shouldn't have said both of them, because they're both just the same.
Same thing. Okay. Okay. Okay, there are two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's the kind that you buy at the store, and you call that?
Light bread.
Okay, or?
Well, you can buy Grim flour and make Grim bread. Grim flour bread. My sister bought me a big loaf of Grim flour bread, the loaf of bread the other day.
Yeah. When you all were growing up, did you have homemade bread?
Oh, my life. Never did know what was good time to buy bought bread. We never did.
Yeah.
We never did buy any bread.
Yeah.
It's either homemade cornbread or homemade biscuits or homemade light bread. And my stepmother made light bread about four times a week.
Yummy.
And when she made anywhere from 9 to 10 to 12 loaves every time she made them.
Boy, y'all ate a lot of bread.
Well, we had to. There was
a lot of people.
Well, you just count my daddy.
Yeah.
My stepmother and my Annie, Mary, Charlie, Frank, H, P, myself, and Lilla.
Yeah.
Clifford, Davy, Dormay, and Maggie.
That's a lot of people.
Well, it took a lot of bread for a bunch like that.
What happened to Alice?
And Alice, I never named her. She was a baby. She was born just before I married.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Alice didn't count.
Yeah, okay.
I say Alice didn't count because she wasn't even...
Yeah.
She might have been there all right, but she wouldn't be left to the table to eat.
Right, yeah. What do you call something?
No, she wasn't there because Annie wasn't married. And she'd born the day my sister married, my oldest sister married.
Okay.
And then we mostly had George, Clarence, and Willie there.
Of course.
That was the boy, my boyfriend and Annie's boyfriend. But the funniest part was I was going with the youngest girl.
Oh, really?
I wasn't paying any attention to the one I married.
Which one was the youngest?
Willie.
Uh-huh.
He was mine. We got sweethearts at school.
How funny. And then you met his brother.
Well, I met his brother the same time I met him.
Oh, really?
But me and him went to school together, you see, and his brother didn't go to school.
And
we got sparking on our way to school.
I see.
Back and forth from Cooper Creek School, about 4 miles we had to walk.
Yeah.
And we walked hand in hand.
Yeah, and since his brother wasn't there, I mean, you know.
That's what I said. Well, his brother was at home. We're working somewhere. I wasn't even interested in Clarence.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing it ever was.
That is funny.
I didn't even care about where he was at or anything.
Well, how'd you get interested in him?
Well, my sister married George in January the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
With her and George, Willie, after they moved to Green Valley. Well, of course, that stopped me and Willie from seeing one another because he didn't have no way to go on their foot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just in his teens, and Clarence bought him a horse and buggy. And my sister and Annie, her and George married the 20th day of January. Well, they got to come over to our house every Saturday night. Clarence would bring them. I didn't pay him no mind at that. But we went to the Settlers Reunion. Over here on the old, ain't nothing there now, I don't think. Used to be the old bowling, the old tennis course.